Mr. President, it didn't take long for me to realize when I came to this body, and more as each year passed, that Ted Kennedy is probably the greatest legislator in modern American political history. The guy was amazing, absolutely amazing, an inspiration for me personally to try to be a very, very good legislator. Now, many people have also said that. I'm not the only one who's recognized his talents and that he is probably the best legislator in modern American political history. Let me just say why that was true for me. First of all, it was the passion of his convictions. His moral compass was set so true. For the average person, the little guy, the person who didn't have representation, health care, the poor, civil rights, he just believed so passionately, so steadfastly, his moral compass was just so firmly set. There's no question where Ted Kennedy was and what he believed in, and it made him alive. It was his dream to fulfill the lives of people that he worked so hard for. All of us remember Ted Kennedy working so hard to fulfill his dream. His desk over here, he'd stand up and he'd thunder, red-faced. He'd get so involved, so passionate, speaking so loudly, almost shouting what he believed in. You couldn't help but know that here's a guy who believes what he says, and my gosh, let's listen to him. He also had terrific staff. Ted Kennedy's staff just had him so well prepared. All these briefing books, I'll never forget the briefing books that Ted took, and he read them. He studied them. He was so, so well prepared. Along with his passion, it was his preparation, and his staff just helped him prepare because it was all one team. They're working so closely together for the causes they believed in. I also impressed and found him to be such a great legislator because after the speeches, which he believed so thoroughly and passionately, he'd sit down with you and start to negotiate, try to work out an agreement, try to work out some solution that made sense for him and made sense for you if you happened to be on the other side. It was amazing to sit in the room and watch him work. A different demeanor, different temperament. He'd sit there, he'd cajole, he'd talk, jokes, all in good spirit, you know, all in an attempt to try to get him to get to the solution we wanted to be. But on one hand, out here in the chamber, he'd be thundering. In the conference room, he'd be there, okay, now let's figure this out. How do we do this? How do we get this done? It was amazing. It was such a lesson learned just by watching him legislate.